ironically, civil society is happy about the cancellation. The reason why they're happy, it's because they believe that the Biden trip to Angola would just embolden President Lorenzo, who is unpopular within his party, MPLA, and within civil society as well, due to the economy that is not doing so well, and his human rights and democracy records, because President Lorenzo was framed more as an endorsement for his policy in Angola.
But you would think that the people of Angola would be very happy because this trip was going to highlight developmental projects for Angola. You would think they should be happy about that.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I would think too. And I too believe that that's a good thing, that the U.S. is strengthening relationship with the Angolan government. But the irony is that the President Lorenzo is extremely unpopular in Angola. And the economy is doing poorly. There are more Angolan families living under poverty today than they used to live when he came to power in 2017. He also passed a number of draconian bills, namely the new national security bill, which is extremely restrictive, a public vandalism bill, which basically will attempt to criminalize anyone who tried to exercise the freedom peaceful assembly. And he had proposed a NGO bill that's still within the parliament, aiming to control NGOs, how they operate, where to get funds, and so on and so forth.
You seem to be speaking also the way Amnesty International is saying. Amnesty International has said to President Biden that if he went or if he goes to Angola, he should make sure to press the Angolan leader, President Lorenzo, to release detained opposition members.
Yes, absolutely. I endorse the Amnesty International statement. There are a number of political prisoners in Angola. We talk about close to 200 that were recently detained. There are four who were detained in Angola since September of 2023, young activists who were trying to exercise the freedom of assembly. Then there were additional closely to 200 in Ilunda's province, Diamante Ridge province, and Moshiko, who were detained as well because they were participating in a peaceful protest. So what Amnesty International are saying is that if President Biden visits Angola, he should talk to his counterpart, President Lorenzo, to free all the political prisoners, in particular those young activists who have been detained for more than a year for simply trying to exercise their constitutional right